It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this day back in 1994, 28 years ago. Lisa Loeb topped the charts with this song from the soundtrack to the movie Reality Bites. Stay, I Missed You. Number one on this day back in 1994. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And Simon Hankinson is on the line, Senior Research Fellow in the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. That's heritage.org. Simon, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Recent piece at heritage.org. Big city mayors welcome illegal immigrants except when they don't. This is the one of the most blatant acts of hypocrisy. I mean, there's a lot of hypocrisy, Simon, especially in things you cover and we cover on the show. This is one of the most blatant acts of hypocrisy I can possibly remember, in which these mayors of New York and Washington, D.C., who are sanctuary cities and welcoming to immigrants, all of a sudden don't want illegal immigrants in their cities. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, my favorite line is from Mayor Adams of New York when he said, he sounded surprised, Pampers cost money, and we're going to have to educate these kids, and we're going to have to put these people in housing, and we're going to have to find them jobs and translators.
And this is what is most interesting, is they don't seem, they truly don't seem to understand that if they don't do it, if New York and Washington don't do those things, that someone else will have to do it. And for the past years, I mean, far back as we can remember, right, it's been these border communities, and especially the past year under President Biden, where we've seen this explosion. Who do they think are doing these things on the border? It is these tiny little cities, tiny little towns that are responsible.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not in my backyard. You know, philosophically, they think the borders should be open and that people should be able to live wherever they want to until they put up a tent in their backyard. And, you know, I have my favorite quote from Margaret Thatcher is that the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Mm-hmm. And cities like D.C. and New York, which are thousands of miles from the border, they're just getting a tiny, tiny taste of what counties on the border, who are generally not wealthy, are dealing with every single day in terms of the load on their schools, on their roads, on their hospitals, and every other social service.
Simon Hankinson with us from the Heritage Foundation. You mentioned it's just a tiny, tiny picture. What's the difference? Not what's the difference. How many immigrants approximately are being dealt with on the border? And how many were bused to Washington and New York? In essence, how small of the picture are they really seeing in those cities?
Well, so far in the Biden administration, I think you said well over 2 million people have been apprehended at the border, and a substantial number of those were eventually let in. Then they estimate that over 900,000 got away completely without any sort of inspection at all. And in terms of what's coming to D.C., I think about 350 have gone to New York from Texas, and about 7,000 or 8,000 to Washington, D.C. So we're really talking about, a bad weekend in the Del Rio sector at the border is all they've had to taste up here.
And that is what they are saying is breaking their system, that the small number is breaking them apart in those big cities, and yet it's nothing like what they're dealing with on the border. Simon Haken said this piece, Big City Mayors Welcome Illegal Immigrants, Except When They Don't, heritage.org. You describe seeing some of these buses arrive. Tell us what you saw at New York's Port Authority.
No, I wasn't physically at New York. I was actually watching that on the news.
Okay.
But I'm looking out my window right now. I see Union Station. That's where our offices are. And that's where these buses have been coming in. They're met at the food court by volunteers. And they're appealing to the mayor, saying, hey, you should tap into taxpayer funds. They have a surplus here in D.C., amazingly, and help us pay for this. Because, you have one kid going into school here in D.C. It's about $30,000 a year. It's the most expensive in the country, I believe. And then they've got to find somewhere for them to live. In New York, they're taking over a hotel on Times Square. It used to be a big deal back in the 80s. I'm not sure what it's like now, but it's still $400 a night. And there's no end in sight. That's the other thing, that there's absolutely no limit to the appetite for this administration to let people in. So this isn't over.
And when you hear the comments from Eric Adams in New York and the mayor of Washington, D.C., they're not blaming the system. They're not blaming the administration. They're not blaming what's happening at the border. They're blaming the Texas governor, blaming Greg Abbott for having the gall to send some of these buses to places outside of his state. They're focused on the wrong problem here.
Exactly. I mean, Eleanor Holmes Norton, who's the D.C. Representative in Congress, she said, hey, this is a federal problem. The federal government should deal with it. And so I completely agree. The federal government should be doing its job. President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas should be allowing Border Protection, the Border Patrol, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement to do their jobs, which is to secure the border and to send anybody who's here illegally without any kind of status or you know, active appeal home. And they're not doing it. So it's a federal problem that's being passed down to every city and state in the country.
Simon Hankinson is Senior Research Fellow in the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. You can see his piece, Big City Mayors Welcome Illegal Immigrants, Except When They Don't, right there at heritage.org. Simon, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Well, great to be with you, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's Simon, and thanks. Simon was originally supposed to be on yesterday. We had to move things around back today. Appreciate that. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Healthy Cell. It's time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills, not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs 165% of vitamin pills, and it tastes great. Check out all of their American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. And you can save 20% by using the promo code Gruber, HealthyCell.com, and the promo code Gruber to save 20%. That's at HealthyCell.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Steve Doolin in Hour 3, and we just talked immigration. Next hour, Emily Jasinski with The Federalist. They have a new documentary out called Cartel Country, a first-hand look at some of what's happening on our borders. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
In the den. It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Despite the struggles of the Tigers this year, there have been plenty of memorable moments, including special firsts for some Tigers rookies. The latest coming Monday night in Cleveland. That's when Kerry Carpenter hit his first extra base hit with a double in the second inning of the nightcap, and then he belted his first career Major League home run in the sixth in the same game. Carpenter hit 30 homers in the minors to earn a call-up, and he hit that homer in the same game that Brian Garcia collected his first Major League win as a starter. There's no guarantee that either will help the Tigers in 2023 or even the remainder of this season, but their special moments are worthy of recognition. It's what makes baseball great, even if this season hasn't been for the Tigers.